Well, he was a twin born to Oscar Hamblin, a brother of Jacob, in Minersville.
And the occupation of most of these people, they were mostly
ranchers.
And did they? Do you know much of their social contacts?
Well, they was Mormons, so they were done that. They also worked as labor. My dad never worked for wages. He always was a farmer or a salesman. When things got tough, he'd go try and sell something to make a living. And
were things tough pretty often?
Oh, well, in a way, but in a way they weren't, because we were, you might say, subsistent farmers. We didn't buy much outside of salt and bacon and soap, stuff like that. So we bought at the store.
That's great. And the Hamblin side of the family, what was the ethnic ancestry? Where were they from originally?
England.
So both sides, your
They were 100%. Welsh, really. Welsh, that's part of England. But my my grandma Roberts, she was from Southampton, I think it was. That's not in Wales.
So your ancestry is almost 100% English then?
Yes.
That's amazing. Maybe you could tell me a little about your spouse.
Well, she was born in Boulder, Colorado, and I met her when I became 21, I left home and went down to Standardville, Utah, to get a job that was coal mining. And while there, I met my spouse, and I only knew her 3 months, and we got married. And she was a Catholic, but she joined the Mormon Church, because I told her I wanted to marry a Mormon. And we had a happy life. She lived till 82, and she died. Heart trouble. And we raised 5 children to maturity. And they're around me now. My boy is home. And my 2 sisters are right neighbors to me. One of them runs this place, Peggy. And I have a sister in Salt Lake.
I see. Now,
I mean a daughter.
Oh, yeah, okay. So how many of your children have stayed here?
Well.
Just 2?
Three. And then the one moved to Salt Lake. She married a Basque that worked in the mines, West Waco, and then he went to work for Mountain Fuel. And he's a vice president of Mountain Fuel now.
Wow. Big bucks.
Yeah, and he got his education on his own. He's not a college graduate, but he got his surveyor's license by correspondence, and he got a engineer's license, civil engineer, by himself. No school.
That's the hard
way. Well, yeah, but he was smart enough to do it. You know, anybody can do it if they will, but most of them don't go that way.
Now, your wife's occupation and education, did we get into that?
She never got even a high school diploma, because she was only 16 when we got married. But she worked a little as a clerk for the UP Coal Company. I hired her, because I could hire a few people. And a janitor. During the war, they put everybody to work, you know. You could get a job on the railroad anyway. Pretty easy. So she worked there 10 or 12 years. Then she worked as a maid and as a clerk